We continue our learning. Nishma Stavya ben Menachem Moshe Mecham Yaakov ben Bidichos Taliyah were in Shavuos Perigim or Mishnah Vav. Nishma Levatel Es HaMitzvah Velo Bitel. Person made a Shavuah that he's not going to fulfill a mitzvah, take a lulav, sit in the sukkah, wear tefillin, or let's say he takes a Shavuah that he's going to violate a negative commandment and he's going to, let's say, violate the Shabbos. So, Velo Bitel. And what happened? He took the lulav in the end. He didn't follow his shvuah. He fulfilled, he put on the tefillin. Or he didn't violate the Shabbos. So, in such a case, he took a shvuah to be mevatel a mitzvah, either not to do an asay or to violate a lot. Asay Velo Bitel, and he didn't follow his shvuah. He followed the Torah properly, but he violated his word of the shvuah. Halach is patur. He's exempt. He's exempt from the isser of shvuas bitui because this is not considered shvuas bitui at all. What's this based on? The pasuk says lahara olehitiv. What's lahara olehitiv regarding shvuas bitui? It means that you're only chayav if the shvuah is about something that is that's detrimental, that lehitiv, that's good, that's beneficial. That's only objectively. So therefore, when it comes to mitzvos, so these are not objectively good or bad. See, they're legally, they're halakhically. So when we speak about lahara, that's, let's say, I'm not going to eat. That's, everyone agrees that not eating, that's not a good thing. Or le'echol, that's a good thing. So that's lehetiv. But when it comes to mitzvos, so mitzvah person, let's say a person takes a shvuah, he's going to eat a particular food, he's going to eat pig. So you'll say, well, it sounds like to eat, that's a good thing. That's lehetiv. On the other hand, it's negative because it's an avera. So how do we view this? Or let's say person the other way. Person takes a shvua, he's not going to eat chametz on Pesach. So in the objective world, so oh, he's not going to eat. Not, you know, 7-8 days without chametz, without any bread. That doesn't sound so good. That sounds like lahara. But in terms of the halachic world, so that is lahitiv, the fact that he's depriving himself from chametz. So when it comes to that, we look at the hara lehetiv is not in terms of mitzvos, and therefore violating the shvuas bitui is only where we speak about objectively lahara lehetiv and not mitzvos. And therefore, this person was nishba to mevatel a mitzvah and lo bitel. He ended up doing the mitzvah properly, or didn't do the avera. He's patur from shvuas bitui. There's no karban ole v'yored. Let's say lekayem v'lo kiyem. Let's say here a person took a shvuah. He's going to fulfill a positive mitzvah. I take a shvuah. I'm not a violating. On the contrary, I'm going to take the lulav. And the Torah says you have to take it anyway. But I'm going to take the lulav. I'm going to sit in the sukkah. I'm going to hear the shofar. Or let's say negative, or you say, I'm not going to violate the Shabbos. I'm not going to drive my car on the Shabbos. So, and I take a shvuah to that. So, and velo kiyem, and in the end, he didn't fulfill, he didn't follow his shvuah, and he ended up not taking the lulav, and not putting on his tefillin, or ended up violating the Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, according to Tanna Kamma, also putter, you're going to be putter in the case. Why? He's exempt for the shvuah's bitui, because once again, the shvuas bitui, we look at it in objective terms, not in subjective terms, not in terms of halacha. Now, there's a difference between the first case and the second case. In the first case, you actually took a shvua shav also, because you're not chachai for a shvuas bitui, because it's not an objective lahara lehetev, but you took a shvua shav because you swore about something which is not allowed. You can't be mevatel a mitzvah. You have to follow what the Torah says. In this second case of the Mishnah, where a person took a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah, that's not a shvua shav, because we say that a person to be mezaris himself in order to encourage himself to do mitzvahs is a good idea. It's not a bad idea to take a shua. A person is permitted to do so. So that shua would not be considered shua shav. And then the Mishnah says, Shehayom ba'din sheyehei chayov ki divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So the Mishnah now says, one would have thought that maybe, based on a Kal Vachomer, as we'll see, that a person in such a case should be liable for violating the Shavuos Bitui, even for failing to fulfill the Shavuah that has to do with fulfilling the mitzvah. Kedivrei, like the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What is his kal v'chomer? So Amar Begrem, this is what we reject. We don't accept this kal v'chomer, but nonetheless, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said. Amar Yehuda ben Seira, ma'im harishus she'enu mushba aleha mehar sinai harehu chayav aleha. Take the case, what's rishus? A person takes a shvua to perform something, a rishus, that's not a mitzvah, that's optional. And he doesn't perform it. Where he's not mushba, there was no oath that he took at Har Sinai that he has to fulfill. Person says, I'm gonna mop the floors. So that's a devar harashus. There was no shvua he took at Har Sinai to fulfill that. So if you're gonna tell me that you're chayev she'enu mushba alemei Har Sinai, there's no oath you took at Har Sinai that you have to mop the floors. Yet ha'u chayev aleha, you're gonna be chayev an okarban olav yoreid for violating that shvua. So something even more severe. This is the chomer. That was the kal. This is the chomer. Mitzvah shu mushba alemei Har Sinai. But if you so therefore you took a shvua, you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Take the lulav where you there was an oath you took at Har Sinai to fulfill that. Eino din is not chay kal v'chomer shechay v'lai should be chay for or karban olav yoreid for violating my word if I don't fulfill the mitzvah. If the Torah telling me that I have to keep my word or shvua regarding something that's not mitzvah related, it's optional, it's not mitzvah related, certainly I should keep my word if I took a shvua regarding a mitzvah. So Amalek the Chachamim said back, he says, no, they say to Rabbi Yehuda Mesera, lo, im amart b'shvua sarashos shekein asa ba lav kehein. What do they say? Regarding, he said, we understand why this is true, why yichai b'shvua is b'tru regarding a shvua sarashos, an oath that you took on a matter that's optional, because the Torah compares lav kehein, the negative and the positive are equal. What does that mean? So they said like this. What does the Torah say? It says lahara lehetiv. So lahara lehetiv tells me that no matter whether you take a shvua, I'm going to eat. That's lehetiv. I'm not going to eat. That's lahara. So they're equal. Either one can take effect. They're both optional. Whether I choose to eat, I choose not to eat, take a shvua, that's a good for bad. They're all equal. And you have the option to do one or the other. I can opt for a shvua lahara, and I can opt for a shvua lehetiv. Well, regarding mitzvah matters, though, you don't have that option. Meaning it's true, Rabbi Demasei, you're correct, that I have the right to take a shvua, that to encourage myself to do a mitzvah. But as we saw in the Reisha, I don't have the right to take a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, not to do a mitzvah or to violate the Torah. So the option to do something or not to do something doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Because Rabbi Demasei would agree that, to take a shvua to mevatel a mitzvah, you can do. So if that's the case, if I can't take a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, so and I can only take a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah according to that, so then notice what we're doing. We're not comparing lahara lehetiv. So let's say, for example, person takes a shvua that he's not going to take the lulav. And he is violating that, and he takes lulav. So what's the halacha? He doesn't even a contributor musera. He doesn't violate a shvua because he wasn't allowed to take that anyway. So if that's true in when it comes to the negative, so the same thing should be the other way. When he take a shvua regarding to perform a mitzvah, the positive, it would have to be the same, and yet it's not. So if the hara and the lehetiv can't be the same, they don't work the same way. You can't. Lehetiv works, but the hara doesn't work. Then there's no din of shvuas bitri that would apply to it. So again, the language of the Chachamim to respond to the kal v'chomer is lo im amrit b'shvuas harishus shekein asa bo lav kehein. The negative is like the positive. Lahara lehetiv, I have both options to do one or the other. To say I'm not going to eat or I'm going to eat. Tomer b'shvuas mitzvah. You're going to say the same thing is true regarding shvuas mitzvah. Shelo asa bo lav kehein. The negative is not like the positive. Shemnish balavate velo b'tel pater. When if you took a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah to nullify mitzvah, not to do mitzvah or to do an avera, and velo b'tel, and you didn't do so, meaning you said to take a shvua, I'm not going to take a lulav. You end up taking the lulav. So your putter, that's not a problem of a shvua. So why then would a shvua take effect in the positive way? I take a shvua, I'm going to take the lulav. And I end up not taking the lulav. That shvua shouldn't take effect either. That's what the Chacham respond to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Perik im amun shudazayin, shvua shalo ochal kikar zo. Person says, shvua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Shvua shalo ochalena. It takes the shvua, I'm not going to eat it. Shvua shalo ochalena, and then he repeats that again. Va'achala, and he ends up eating it. Einu chayev el achas, you're only chayev one Carbon olive yored for a violation of the shvuah. So what is it? What does this all mean? It sounds like he's saying the same thing. So taking the shvuah shalooch al kikar zo, I'm not going to eat this loaf. We assume he's not going to eat what's even a kazayas of that. By saying this loaf, it doesn't mean only if I eat the whole thing. It means that this loaf is supposed to something else. If I eat a kazayas from another loaf, it's not included. But from this challah roll, that's what I mean. I'm not going to eat. It means I'm not going to eat even a kazayas. So that is that's the first shvua. Then by saying shvua shalo ochlena, not eat it, that means the entire loaf of bread. So that's an additional shvua. And then he says shvua shalo ochlena again. We'll have to see why that extra statement is there. But either way, says the Mishnah, v'achle ends up eating. He's eino chayv elo achas. He's only chayv for the initial shvua that he took. Why? Because when he took the first shvua, he's not going to eat, which doesn't allow him even to eat kazayas. So obviously he can't eat the entire loaf of bread. If he can't eat the kazayas, he can't eat the whole thing. So the second shvua has no effect at all because it forbids something that was already usher from the first one. And the shvua can't take effect on a previous shvua. But let's say the order was switched. He first took a shvua, I will not, I'm not going to eat the whole thing. And then he says, I'm not going to eat shvua shaloch al kikarzo, which now prohibits just the kazayas. So here, because the first shvua does not allow him to eat the entire loaf of bread, that's what. And the second shvua says, "Oh, I can't even eat a kazayas." So the second shvua adds on, because according to after the first shvua, if you ate half the loaf, you would not have violated the shvua. But after the second shvua, if you ate half the loaf, you certainly would have violated the shvua because you ate a kazayas. So therefore, that if you switch the order, then in fact you would be chayiv two sets of malchus, sets of mezuzah, two karbanos, karbanot leyored, if in fact you violated both. Why then do I need the phrase? It's in the shvua shalo ochlen, and the Mishnah says it twice. So the answer is, because I want to let you know that there is let's say you would go to Hataras Nedarim. You could do Hataras Nedarim on a Shavua as well. So you do a Hatara of the Shavua. So I want to let you know, let's say you have the first Shavua that is based in or a Chacham was Matir. So the second one take effect. And if the second one is annulled by a based in, so the third one takes effect. And that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that it takes effect really because the based in what a Beis Din does when in terms of Hataras Nedarim or Shvua, it uproots it retroactively. So then we assume that the second Shvua takes effect retroactively, all the way from the beginning. Then the Mishnah says, Zohi shvuas bitui shechayovin al zedona makos val shigugasa korban olevi yored. Says the Mishnah, the general rule, and this is all the Mishnayos that we had in this perek, dealt with the shvuas bitui, which, as we know, if you did it b'mezid chayv malchus, and if you did it b'shogi chayv the korban olevi yored. And then the Mishnah says, Shuashav Chayavin al Zidona Makos Val Shigasa Patur. But regarding a Shuashav, which the next Mishnah will explain what a Shuashav is, an oath in vain, your Chayav, if you do Bemezid Chayav Malkos, based on the Pasuk in Aser Sadibas, Lo Sisa Shem Kachashav. But Shigasa, as opposed to Shuas Bitoy, where there's an Oleviorade regarding a person who makes a Shuashav, there is no carbon that you bring for kapara for the purposes if you violated a shvua shav, if you said it bishoge. Now, why do I need this general rule? By the way, this is the shvua spitu if which you chayev bizadon malkos and bishoge carbon al beyored. We know the sort is the Gemara in Shuas and Afcha Falaf and Nevei says the following. Then the Mishnah is coming to teach us here that a person is not going to be chayev malkos unless he took a shvua that he's not going to eat and ends up eating. But if he takes a shvua that he's going to eat and does not end up eating, for which, yes, that would be carbon obiority. That certainly is a case of lehetiv of a shvua's bitoy. He says, I'm going to eat and ends up not eating, but malkos you won't get, because you don't get malkos on a lav shein bo maisa. Not eating is not a maisa, it's not an action, and therefore you would not get malkos in such a case.